Mix 94.7 KMCH, time for another business of the day, and I am sitting in the office of Forrest Brown with the Brown family of dealerships. I'm in the Elkader location right now, and Forrest, how are you today?
Hey, I'm great, Rob. Thanks for coming in. Kind of an old buddy of mine anymore here with some of our history. That's awesome. It's great to see you.
Well, it is good to see you again, too. And Forrest, the Brown family of dealerships just keeps going and going and going. This place is just bustling with activity.
Yeah, we keep trying, Rob. You know, we're not perfect, but we keep trying, and we try to take care of our customers.
We were talking a little bit off air about, the world we're living in right now and how things are a little bit different in the industry. Tell me what my car buying experience would be when I stop by Brown's.
Well, Rob, you know, we talked a little bit about new inventory, and yeah, I think everybody knows that new inventory is a little bit harder to get right now just because of mainly the computer chips and other supply chain issues. But we have been very blessed with ordering out vehicles for customers and getting them, you know, somewhat on a timely basis, and they can custom order exactly what they want. You know, that's probably what's going to happen a little bit more even in the future. So people ask me, when are things going to get back to normal and you're going to have 200 new vehicles at each one of your locations or you know, something like that? That's probably not going to happen in the future. I think the manufacturers are realizing that it's a little bit easier to deal with a little bit tighter supply of inventory. And we're just going to, you know, duck and weave and keep going with what the cards they deal us. People have kind of come around to ordering vehicles. Now, used vehicles, though, we've been very aggressive. You said, boy, you got a lot of cars on your lot. And we really do. We got a good selection of used at all of our locations right now. So, you know, we're sitting pretty good.
Okay, and then with these used vehicles, is there a warranty of types on some of these?
Yeah, Rob, you know, we look at all of our units, get them through our shop, and if the manufacturer doesn't have a warranty still remaining on them, on most of our inventory, it does have warranty. Now, there are some that would not qualify for the warranty, but you can always look at putting some options of extending the warranty also that we have options for you.
And the good thing about it, buying from a reputable dealer like the Brown's family of dealerships, you know you're going to get some support behind that purchase, and that makes it all the more easier to make that deal.
Hey, Rob, we were talking earlier. We've been around since 1964. My dad started the business. My brother and I have taken it over, but we plan to be around for a long time. We're coming up on our 60th anniversary in a couple of years, and you know we want to be around for another 60 years. I don't know if you and I will be around at that point, but
fingers crossed.
Right. But, yep.
And talking about that, the family is growing too.
Yeah, we're talking about our locations. You know, we're here in Elkader. We have our original location in Guttenberg. We have Victory Ford in Dyersville. And we have one of our Chrysler dealerships in West Branch. And then we added West Branch Ford. So now we have Brown's West Branch Chrysler and Brown's West Branch Ford down there. So we have five total locations.
And we talked a little bit about some warranties on these cars, but you don't necessarily have to purchase your car here or have a warranty here. If you need a little service done on your car, stop by.
Yeah, we have great service departments at all of our locations, factory trained technicians, and it's very affordable. That's one thing people, you know, perceive the dealership as being a little bit higher priced. Our maintenance prices are very affordable compared to, you know, just a local independent shop.
Forrest, I can't let you go without saying thanks again for the great opportunity we had last year. We shared a story together.
Yeah, you know, that's one way I feel it's important to give back to our communities, and we do in a number of ways. But we started a YouTube series a few years ago, and it's called Scars and Cars. And Rob, you know, on one of these interviews, we got talking, and, you know, you have quite a story that we got to share. And hopefully the listeners out there got to go and check out your episode of Scars and Cars. It was a lot of fun. And I've even had people come up to me and like, you know, that DJ in Manchester, that was one of my favorite episodes I got to watch of Scars and Cars. So you did an outstanding job. We had a lot of fun cruising around in that old Lincoln.
It was a blast.
Yeah, that hot rod Lincoln.
I would love it if they'd stop by and see our episode, but then check out all of the episodes of Scars and Cars. This is a Discovery Channel level quality. I mean, your film crew and the way you folks do this is like a professional video shoot. So people have to check this out and see all the stories, including your story.
Yeah, we would love them to check out Scars and Cars on YouTube. And it's Scars and Cars. Also, you can look us up. We do have a website. You can check us out. There is an episode that's coming out. It's going to be my story. That's going to be our finale. I don't know if it's going to be the season finale or it might be the finale for the entire series. I'm not sure. But it was a lot of fun. And I just want to get that story out and get people's story like yourself to inspire people, to let them know that, you know, there's a lot of things that go on in people's lives. And there are just a lot of people that just can deal with the huge issues and just keep on trucking.
I promise you, you will be very impressed by the stories and the people you're going to meet. Scars, the letter N, Cars. It's very easy to find, and you will be so happy you took that time. And I'm taking the time right now to visit with my friend Forrest Brown. And Forrest, I got to thank you for taking the time to visit with us today.
Hey, it's always a pleasure, Rob. And like I said, we got to know each other all through these kind of interviews, and we could become friends. So it's a lot of fun.
Brown's family of dealerships is our business of the day on Mix 94.7 KMCH.